Chapter 10, 1690, New York City, New York. Title, North American Colonial Congress. Purpose, this was the second and more successful call for this convention. 5 months prior in Albany, the call had urged the colonies to meet to discuss resisting the raids by French and Indians. Albany magistrates were also given the idea of unifying the colonies by a Mohawk chief following a massacre in New York. French Canadian and Indian raids continued in New York. Call and subject. The Albany call was sent out, but the site was moved to New York City. The call was to discuss a possible conquest of the French in Canada by using the militia from the colonies. Date and location. The convention met on May 1, 1690 in New York City, New York. Delegates from Massachusetts, Plymouth, Connecticut, and New York convened. Rhode Island and Maryland agreed to support the convention but did not attend. Principals, Captain Jacob Leisler and a 10-member Committee of Safety. Convention Protocol. This was a regional convention. The agenda was preset. Circulars were sent out for communities to select delegates. The convention remained within the call. Unusual occurrences. Because the French and Indian threats didn't affect southern colonies, only northern colonies were invited. Conclusions. The convention proclaimed its support for William and Mary as the crown. The colonies each committed militia for their own defense. And this convention organized a military resistance against the French and Indians without orders from the English crown. This convention is considered the first major gathering by the colonies and became a prototype for future meetings. The idea of unifying the colonies was suggested by a Mohawk chief and is significant because it came 86 years before the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin picked up the unity notion later and tried to introduce it in future conventions. The known records reveal more about the results of the convention than the administrative operation.